Like, hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking to a Stacy?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I hope you're having a great day. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a few minutes of your time we need. And to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Black.
Thank
you. African-American.
African-American. Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or would you not vote?
Mmm. 50-50.
50-50. Very well. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
52.
52. Thank you, ma'am. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So how motivated do you feel to vote in 2024?
Motivated. 0.
0. Not at all right now, huh? Very well.
Nope.
Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to you, to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
It's very important.
Very important. Very well. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat, ma'am, or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Very well. Let's move on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied, not very dissatisfied. Is that correct?
Yeah, dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you so much. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Do you blame the Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging and greed? Do you blame the COVID pandemic? Who do you blame the most for the rising cost and inflation?
The Republicans.
Republicans in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very well. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member in Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to refocus on that issue. Use 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if the issue is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is reducing crime. How important is that to you?
10. Very
10.
Important.
Very important. Very extremely important. Very well. Fighting back against racism and discrimination. How important is that to you?
10.
10. Okay. Ensuring our borders are secure.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
Sure. Ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
10, very well. Making housing more affordable. How important is that to you that your members of Congress to refocus on that issue? Making housing more affordable.
10.
10, okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
10, okay, one more. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
10, very well. Let's move on, man. Thank you so much. Switching gears a bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president. The choices I have is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved.
Somewhat approved, somewhat.
Somewhat approved, thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, thank you so much, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump from 0 to 100?
0.
0, okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
50.
50, thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about Cornel West?
Cornel West, I've never heard of that person.
Never heard of the name. Okay, very well. In that case, we enter that you don't never heard the name. How do you feel about the U.S. Supreme Court?
50.
50, okay. How do you feel about the Democratic Party?
Fifty.
50 as well, very well. How do you feel about Kamala Harris?
100.
100, all right. Let's move on. Next one is an organization, Black Lives Matter. How do you feel about that organization?
100.
100, very well. And Mitch McConnell. How do you feel about them? Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell. Zero.
Zero, okay. All right, well, let's move on. I know it's a still long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Undecided at this point. Very well. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, very well. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote in for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Almost done, ma'am. And thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? And the issues mentioned here are books, bans that threaten to erase our history, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. So which one is the greatest threat, in your opinion, to the African-American community?
Did you say something about the rising costs?
Yes. It's stagnant wages and rising costs.
Yes.
Okay, very well. Let me see. All right, let's move on. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Have I
recently? Yeah, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing. Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Very well. Let's move on. And has what you have seen, heard, or read recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? The choices are much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Somewhat more favorable. Thank you so much, ma'am. Moving on. Almost done. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in the first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. The first one is invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers. How important is that to you? Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. How important is that to you, ma'am?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. How important is that to you?
Very important.
Very important. Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. How important is that to you, ma'am?
Very important.
Very important. And just one more. Cap out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. How important is that to you?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
50-50.
The choices are the same as before, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly
somewhat.
Disapprove?
Somewhat
approve?
Yeah.
Okay, very well. Let me read two statements. After these two statements, so we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first statement says, MAGA Republicans are banning books and allowing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goals should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. In order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us, regardless of race, we must vote for it. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, very well. Just one more. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large part of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
An 8.
An 8, very well. Thank you, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So, ma'am, how motivated do you feel about voting?
A 5.
5, very well. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? Anything that, you know, that stood out the most that makes you to vote?
What stood out the most?
Yes, all the arguments you just heard. Anything in particular?
Nothing particular. Just
in a few words, so I can enter into the survey, your opinion, in your own words.
Well, let's see how I can say this without. A lot of things. Let me see. So, to sum it all up, I guess.
The thing that we talk about the Supreme Court, we talk about Ketanji Brown being, named to the Supreme Court. You know, any of those things. Which one is the most important to you, more salient, that really stood out to you, that you think is important and will move you to vote next year?
The Supreme Court.
The decisions of the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me a moment here. I'm entering that information. Decisions of the Supreme Court. And by that, what do you mean? Any particular decision that the Supreme Court that affects you directly?
No, not really. Not really. No.
Okay, very well. All right, let's move on. I'm going to read you a list. We're almost done. We are 90%. We are just asking you a few statistical questions, and that's it. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Twitter in the past 2 days? Yes or no?
No.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Yes. Apple News?
No. Yeah.
Yes, you have. TikTok?
No.
YouTube?
No.
No. Snapchat?
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
Very well, let's move on. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years college.
All right, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, very well. Thinking about your neighborhood, the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half.
More than half, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No, okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Very well, no. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
No, okay. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.